This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, May the 24th. You've got us until noon. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning on this holiday weekend. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody out in Stonecrest.
All right, now.
The Stonecrest area.
In DeKalb. That's as far as you can go in DeKalb and still be in DeKalb.
Okay.
You go a little bit further, you in Kanye's.
Okay, nothing wrong with Kanye's out there.
No, nothing wrong with Kanye's.
Supernatural Highway out there, I-20.
No, it's Covington.
No, both of them. But between Conyers and Covington, that's where I-20, that's where they came at. So when you said up to Conyers,
okay.
I started right there.
And you know what they call that area out there, what they started to call it? New Rock.
New Rock?
New Rock, because it's Newton County and Rockdale County.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they started to call it New Rock.
See, I know I wouldn't hang around you for nothing.
We get the sports rev on it. He could tell us.
Oh, yeah, exactly, man. Shout out to Gabriel Stovall. Coming back with, now this is the wrong what do you call it? Classic.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I'm just trying to think of the title you call, you know, Amadeus and
okay.
Beethoven.
Okay.
Those guys are the masters.
Yes.
Okay. Came back with that because on this day. This also, and I'm just going to I'm just going to say something that musicians throughout my life have said, you like jazz, you love jazz, and you like other forms of music.
The Jazz Fest was happening right down
that's
the street,
right
around the corner. They're tuning up. They're getting ready to play right over in Piedmont Park today.
But when it comes to musicians,
yeah,
I'm not talking about people who's in a band. I'm talking about musicians
who
have it in their bones. Yeah. They will tell you they don't see color.
Okay.
They just see the person on the other, you know,
right,
holding that instrument or whatever. They
mm-hmm.
they will play with anybody
right
and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Right.
I say that because you know what happened on this day?
On this day.
Beethoven, it is reported, performed a concert in Vienna at a place called the Argent Arena concert there. Anyway, with a black violinist named George Bridgewater.
Now, this was
1803. Where you get the Bridgewaters hanging out in
with a violin, what kind of road map he get?
You knew that was a brother when you heard name
that's
Bridgewater.
Okay. That's all right, though. Hey,
but Beethoven
did
a concert with the Bridgewaters.
Well, we don't know Bridgewaters, but with one Bridgewater.
I know,
Bridgewater.
That's the story I'm telling. Ludwig von Beethoven, and as it's written here, black violinist George Bridgewater performed a concert on this date in Vienna.
All right, now.
So there you go.
That was long before Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney.
It's funny you bring up Michael Jackson, you're right. And we have something tied to him or his family coming up later on as far as significant information. But I'm not taking anything more away from you because this is when you talk about stuff locally.
They're showing the Los Angeles airport on the monitor on our screen. We got our own issues. We got our own airport with a bunch of people in it. Talking about the people who are traveling. Once again, if you're traveling, weather seems like it's nice. Not a cloud in the sky right now.
Well, no.
Little skies, but you know, we expect some rain maybe later on today and definitely tomorrow, Monday. But if you're going to be out, especially if you're driving, you know, pack your patience. I mean, driving through the area. And there's a lot of construction going on at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. You want somebody to drop you off, or you want to take MARTA if you're going out there. And you want to get there 2 to 3 hours before your flight, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
That's just smart happening this weekend as everybody goes to travel. School is out. I think most schools are out. And they finished the high school state championships in time, because usually some of your spring championships go right down to, like, graduation, and people say, well, we got graduation scheduled for this time. Well, we got this state championship baseball game we need to play because it got rained out a couple of days ago. All that came together this week, and all the high school state championships, and the last ones were golf and baseball. So congratulations to the state golf champions. Let's see, the boys and girls. Let's see. We're going to go 6A, boys, Cherokee, girls, Lambert. And they played, they played at Kinderloo Forest Golf Club. Jekyll Island, the boys, 5A. Congratulations to the Creekview boys and the Johns Creek girls. Boys 4A champions, Cartersville and the North Oconee girls. The 3A boys champion played at the Highland Country Club. They have West Lawrence and the Jefferson girls. And 2A, Columbus boys and the Pierce County girls. 1A Division I, Elbert County boys, Gordon Lee girls were winners. And the Division II of Class A, Lake Oconee Academy boys, Lake Oconee Academy girls. They had a sweep of both in the private classification, the Darlington boys and the girls from Holy Innocence. Congratulations to the golf state champions. Baseball state champions were done as well. They got them all wrapped up. 6A champion is Walton. 5A champion Noonan. Congratulations to the 4A champion, Blessed Trinity. Troop wins the 3A championship. Rockmart, the 2A champions. Gordon Lee, Class A Division I, Lanier County, Class A Division II, and in the private classification had Calvary Day. Those are your state baseball champs. Congratulations to all the champions, and congratulations to all of the graduates as people are graduating. Still got some high school graduations, I'm sure, going on around the area and around the state today. Want to thank once again folks for having me out there to be MC for a couple of things. One, the Atlanta chapter National Coalition 100 Black Women had me once again be the MC for the Tee Off for Teens golf tournament out at Eagles Landing. And they gave me a special honor. They honored me because I've done that for a number of years. So I really appreciate inviting me back to be a part of that. I also was over at the Veterans Hospital.
What'd they give you?
They just gave me a nice little award.
You're holding your hands up like you got your hand under one thing and you hold your hand up.
Yeah. they presented me something, which I was totally not expecting. I wasn't doing it for that. I was out there just having a good time. I always get me a cart and ride around and harass people. And then I come back.
This is the women's tournament, though, right?
No, they're guys playing.
Oh, they are guys playing?
Yeah, but the women host the tournament. It's a fundraiser for Tee Off for Teens for scholarships that they raise.
Okay.
People go out and play.
Just making sure that you weren't doing it for men's tournaments, too.
Mostly men were playing, but there are some groups of women that did get out there and play. Some were interesting. I'm like, y'all really know what y'all doing out here?
Of enjoyment, Mr. Crenshaw. You're not supposed to go out there and play like Sam Snead.
But some were out there that played a lot, and you could tell they knew what they were doing out there. The National VA 2K.
Say that again.
The National VA 2K.
Okay.
Which is an event at the Veterans Hospital over in DeKalb County. Big veterans, let people know that. And walk and run. So you can either walk or run the 2K either outside around the hospital or inside the hospital, whichever you may want. And so I had a chance to get people started for that. A lot of the employees, people, and really a shout out. Let's do a shout out. It's Memorial Day weekend and it's Military Appreciation Month. Let's do a shout out to the people who work in health facilities that are designated especially for our veterans. I mean, the people and the work that they have to do there to give them the care that they need and deserve. Shout out to those folks. So I had a chance to be a part of that. And it was a fundraiser for homeless veterans. And it's hard to think that we have people, right? You know, there are way too many people who served, who found themselves in that situation. So I'm thankful I had a chance to be a part of that. All right, we got elementary school championships happening today. Let me see.
Elementary school championships.
In DeKalb County today, We have, and school just turned out, but we got elementary school flag football championships that are being played at Hallford Stadium as we speak.
Okay.
They're playing. You got a girls division and a boys division, the championship game. The girls championship game is going to be at 11 o'clock, boys championship game at 12 noon. But they are doing it. They are starting flag football so young.
Hang on a second. Now think about this. We talk about this with the other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Little did we ever suspect that there would be recruiters out there watching flag football games in grammar school.
You know what?
To get set for. Because listen, you're talking about a 13-year-old, right? 13 when you graduate eighth grade.
That's middle school. That's
I'm saying you're graduating
now.
Around 12, 13.
Yeah, eighth
right?
grade. These are elementary school kids.
That's elementary school.
Yeah, elementary school goes to fifth grade.
Now, see, we look at this differently. Because, see, I go elementary school to me goes to eighth grade. You can call it middle school if you want to.
Yeah.
You can break away. But you don't go from elementary school. When you finish elementary school.
Anybody who has worked in a middle school will tell you.
I understand.
That's a different
that.
World.
I understand.
Folks
that.
Make up their minds what they want to be. Middle school is the place where it happens. It really is.
But I just still consider that all elementary.
I know that's what it was for me, too. But today, you get that middle school period. Those years, dude.
Okay, but the point is they're still like 12, 13, and what I'm saying
is not today.
Not these guys,
not for this,
okay.
No. These folks up to like fifth grade. These are the smaller folk. But people,
but how old are they then?
People are watching them.
But the 10 years from that point, so they're 11, let's say, 10 or 11.
Somewhere like that.
Well, then you know what's going to happen. Within 10 years, them kids are going to be trying out for the Olympics because they're going to be like 17, 18, 19 Olympic teams filling up flag football rosters. We'll be looking at kids that age.
And since you mentioned that, I'll go ahead and dive into that because we're going to get into it a little bit later. We talked about this week. We talked about the NFL, and we're going to talk some NFL later on.
Yeah, buddy.
But the fact that flag football is there and the NFL players are going to get to play. And people talk about what it does. It brings together two of the biggest sports brands on the planet. Yes. Do you know what I mean? You look at what it did for the NBA to align itself with the Olympics. You know, now the thing that happens, because once I tell you before, you always talk about them playing these games, why they playing these games in other countries, because you want to bring fans on board, but eventually you're going to get some people who play. They're going to come from those places. And that's what I think they're doing. And this is another thing that it does by hooking this brand up to the Olympics. It does that, but I think it gives, you know, some of the players something to aim for. It's a different game. You know, I don't know how many players will be eligible for it. The thing they're talking about, if you're a player of a descent from another country, you'll get to play for that country because there's going to be a limited number of NFL players that will get to play on the U.S. men's team. So, I mean, if you're of, you know.
The grandmother came from Canada or something like that.
Just like we did with baseball when they, you know, the World Champion.
Okay.
You know, you get some. But here's the part that I've heard nobody mention. Maybe somebody here on 92.9 has mentioned it. You know, we got the baseball All-Star game coming up here in town.
Yep.
We just had an NBA All-Star game that we totally ignored. Nobody wanted to watch it. We had the NHL All-Star game that was a pretty good idea. They made it an international competition. I've not been crazy about this flag football game that we played during the Pro Bowl. But you know what this does?
It makes it relevant now.
It makes the flag football game during the Pro Bowl weekend relevant. And people will watch it the next 3 years to see who performs well enough to maybe be on the Olympic team. So it's something, I haven't heard anybody mention it, but it's an idea that instantly came to my mind. You're making this Pro Bowl game watchable for a reason.
Yeah,
there's something
that we're going
to have for the next 3 years to see who performs well. It's the best of the best that are not still in contention for the Super Bowl that play in this thing.
We're going to see how this plays out, though, who picks the team and the logistics of that and how people sort of navigate around their schedules for this happening, because we've watched it a little bit with the baseball.
Yeah,
you know, that's what, every 3 years?
The world champion, world baseball.
So this is what's going to happen now with the Olympics.
I read something where baseball is now trying to take another look at the Olympics. I don't know what they would do. They have to, you know, you'd have to do like WNBA deal as they can shut down the league if you're going to have the
I
best
I never understood why they took that away. Tommy Lasorda got the last gold medal.
Yep.
He was the manager. Except he didn't get one.
The idea of shutting down your league for those weeks in order to play those games. Does baseball need to be connected with the Olympics? They're going to see what football is going to get out of it.
We are praising what the NBA has done and taken from soccer and these in-season tournaments and all that sort of stuff. So if there's a way to do it, my question is, listen, Rob Manfred, is he that type of commissioner? We see the power within some of these commissioners, and we feel like they can get this done. We were talking about basketball when David Stern was there, even with Adam Silver now. Yeah, he got enough juice to get something like this done. Gary Bettman, I don't know about enough about hockey to say one way or the other. Roger Goodell, absolutely.
He's knocked it out of the park.
But I don't know if Rob Manfred is that commissioner.
Because it's during baseball season. You know. So this is different. And people say, well, do you want to risk your player going and playing this? Guys are going to want to get a chance to play in this and be a part of the Olympics because it's something they grew up not even seeing, having a vision of. Mm-hmm. We just talked about these elementary school kids who are playing, you know, out on Memorial Drive right now. They're seeing it. Mm-hmm. They're seeing it, the possibility of what they could do, right? But I think it's great. But I think it adds a little something back to a Pro Bowl game, the World Bowl weekend that we've been ignoring. I know I have.
Who's the happiest about all of this? By all of this flag football talk and being put in the Olympics, there's one group of people who are over the moon happy about this.
Who do you think?
Mothers.
You think so?
They're done fighting with the NFL about pushing their babies toward a certain kind of sport. Now, if this is popping and you know there's going to be a league sometime soon, there's going to be sponsors and money to it, that's what I mean. You play this forward for 5-10 years. Mothers are going to be real happy about this. The ones that want their kids to play pro football or play football, they're already locked in place.
Yep.
But the other ones who are on a fence are going to lean possibly toward flag football, especially if there's going to be a revenue stream and a way to make lots of money in it for their child where they don't have to worry about concussions when they're 60.
You'll see.
We'll see.
I don't think just mothers are concerned about it.
Well, they're the ones.
I think there's some daddies concerned about
that, too.
But
mothers are always the ones who are really vocal about that with the NFL.
All the mamas I know want the kids to play. They do. Get out there, boy.
And the toughness and all the things that come with sports.
Not just that. You can make all your money in college.
There's something to be said for playing team sports, period.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that part I get. Mm. Anyway, Terrell Thomas, talking about a parent who's got their kids in sports. We're going to talk to him next, get his thoughts on what's going on with the NBA, and maybe a little WNBA with him. We'll have to worry about it, but we're going to see what he says about what's going on. Caitlin's in town. Paige Beckers is in town, so I'm sure Terrell has got a thought on that. If not him, we'd put his daughter on the phone.
You know she does.
You know Salem's going to be on that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Radio 92.9 The Game, it's Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, 24th day of May, beginning of a holiday weekend. Happy Memorial Day. This is another one of those amateur nights, but I'm not going to get on it today. Monday we'll be on from 6 until 10. I will talk about it then. Just be very careful out there.
We try to get somebody to come on from our local law enforcement to remind people, especially if they're going out on the water.
Right. Let somebody know. But that's what they're going to say. Let somebody know you're going out to the lake. If you're going out on the lake and you ain't telling nobody except for the people who you got on the boat with you, they're going to come out and say.
And all of a sudden you're a few hours late showing
exactly,
up or something, right?
Exactly. They don't know. I didn't know he was going to the lake. They're looking for you at Piedmont Park for the jazz festival, right? So let some folks know. Before we bring Terrell on here, can I do something? Because you mentioned hospitals earlier.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to three people.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Glenn Grove.
Okay.
She likes being called Anna Glenn.
Okay. You know,
but Anna Glenn Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Threat. Wendy used to be in this business.
Okay.
And Nicholas Alexander.
Okay.
Them my folks. That's my new crew. They work over at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital over there in North Druid Hills in 85.
Okay.
And they are the event coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Like next week or coming up later on in June, they're going to be a part of taking those kids or as many kids that can go out to, well, it's race weekend. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about Brandon Hutchinson and getting him on. Brandon, we're not waiting. We're going to talk about race weekend, that week of the 23rd of June as the playoffs start. But they're going out there. But I've been working with them and talking with them, and you saw the hat I got.
Oh, yeah, now.
But everybody out there, we're helping connect the film industry with that hospital. This place is incredible.
Outstanding.
I mean, just
unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yep.
And
you wish people could go and check it out. And
you really do.
Want to go to visit a hospital. Some people don't want to go because they know hospital is there for people who are not well. But, you know, you can't help but be impressed what's been put
this together. Lobby, yep. Just in this is a studio in the lobby, mm-hmm. donated by Ryan Seacrest. But anyway, they have, you can look at it online too. Arthur Blank, I mean, spared no expense, but Anna, Wendy, and Nicholas, who I've been working with, and we're putting something together, and I'll talk about it here on the air sometime in June with a couple elements from the film industry that are going to go there and perform and provide a service for the kids there. So,
fantastic.
There you go. That Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. How you doing, buddy? And happy holiday weekend.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy holiday weekend. I'm great. How are you doing?
You didn't mind me taking a minute or so to mention that hospital during your time here, but you know.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Got me interested in checking it out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you'll be back on Monday with us, too.
You would be impressed. You would be impressed. You really would.
I want to – where do you want to start with Terrell? I'll let you decide because I have something basketball related.
Okay.
But it morphs into a thought I had after it. So
– go ahead.
Okay, this past week, the MVP was handed out. Your thoughts on that, Terrell?
I will say I've been impressed with Shea this year. I didn't know if he was going to get the MVP. I thought it was really a close race between him and Jokic. I will say that. But I think he's very deserving of it, especially where you see where OKC is right now. I know it's a regular season award, but I think he was really deserving of it. I will say that much.
How about you?
Yep, I felt like he would get it, but I think this is just what we've seen with these playoffs. It's just, you know, the changing of the guard and what we're seeing. And, yeah, maybe some people want to poo-poo him because of where he is. He's not in a major city. He's not in one of the major metropolitan places in Oklahoma City. But he's getting the job done. He's got his team there. You know, can't help it. Now, the thing of it, will he stay there? Because we know what happened with the last crew that came through. Them guys end up all over the place.
Right.
So, but, right? You think about all the guys that were at Oklahoma City and where they've ended up. So, can they keep him there is one thing. But he's getting the job done. And whether you want to pay attention to some bigger city or whatnot, you can't ignore what he's doing. You can't ignore him.
You know what popped into my head when I saw that? And to Terrell's point, too, talking about Jokic. This, and again, neither one of us were around, but being a little bit of a historian, this reminded me of what the generation before us talked about, the craziness that happened in Major League Baseball in 1941. You got a guy who hits 400, right? So this is the equivalent. And Jokic this year is the equivalent of Ted Williams in 1941. If you hit 400, in fact, 406 for the season, you should win MVP, right?
Should.
You should. Jokic averaged a triple-double this year. Averaged.
Playing the position that he played.
And not trying to, like Russell Westbrook did,
yeah.
Just trying to get over on Oscar Robertson. He averaged a triple-double. But he don't win the MVP. SGA wins it. And that's fine. But what happened in 41 was this 400 season out of Ted Williams got morphed by Joe DiMaggio, who had that 56-game hitting streak,
right?
And he got the MVP. So it was one of those who really deserved it kind of conversations, and that's what happened and played out this week when SGA. And everybody figured that he was going to get it because he got second place last year.
Yep.
Behind Jokic. So it was kind of like, you know, righting a wrong in the minds of some. But, again, I thought about that, and I thought, well, you know, God bless him. But then his team went out and played like the team that there's nobody who's going to beat. Once yep. these guys get
phenomenal.
It's yeah, like gazelles you know, out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
It was like the latest version of Showtime when they get up and down the court. So what are you seeing as far as Oklahoma City as a team versus everybody else? That was for you, Terrell. Oh, are we having problems with him again? Oh, doggone it. All right, Terrell, we're going to put you on hold. He's in that room again he was in last week.
Really?
He's in there making waffles or something. Uh-oh. And the signal gets all messed up.
He's making breakfast.
Okay, well, we're going to try and get Terrell back on here. Let us know what happened. But.
Absolutely. But you make a good point, you know, as far as that goes, for him to go and for SGA to have the kind of performance that he had to get them into the Western Finals. And now we got this showcase. We got he and Ant-Man going toe-to-toe.
Don't look kind of close. Like somebody said that maybe we anointed Ant-Man too quickly.
Well, you know, with Ant-Man too, even with him, you're in a bigger city, and here's a guy that don't mind letting you know when he's around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't mind doing those extra things. He knows that the light's on him. He knows the cameras are on him. And this right now, this league is saying, who is the next voice? Who is it going to be? And he's, you know,
he don't want it.
But he's getting it, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting it.
We got Terrell back.
All right.
Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times. Morning, buddy. Don't move.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I don't know why they don't want us to talk this basketball.
Anyway, go ahead. You were going to answer a question about your thoughts on Oklahoma City as a team and what you saw from them.
Yes, I've been a doubter of Oklahoma City throughout the season. And I will say, you know, as we've talked throughout the year, you've been one that's been, hey, you know, we got to watch these young guns. We got to watch SGA. We got to watch them. So I've kept an eye on them. But I said, hey, once the playoffs come around and that format of having to, you know, beat a team four times, they're not going to be able to do it. And I must say, I've been extremely impressed. What you mentioned a moment ago about that run-and-gun style they've been playing, I've been impressed with them on a defensive end. Especially, you know, Steph Curry wasn't there, so the Warriors series was the series that they just previously played was a little shaky, but they got the job done. Seeing the Wolves right now, who just beat the Warriors, I thought the Wolves were going to come out and pretty much smoke Oklahoma City in the first two matchups, and they've been dominant. Oklahoma City has put their foot on the gas, and they haven't let up. They've been containing Rudy Gobert. They've been containing Ant-Man. So I'm impressed with them. I want to see if that style of play shifts to Minnesota when they get up there, but I've been impressed with them. And right now, they have to be the front runner to win the entire NBA championship.
Whoa, the whole thing. That's some folk on the East Coast may have something to say about that. Folks, spending time on the waitforit.com outline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Thoughts about this Eastern Conference. You know, New York was so hyped, throwing bags of garbage at the man in the Pacers shirt and there, all they're carrying on. And so far, the Pacers have handled their business in New York. They're going back home now with a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, that's another team that I think the Pacers are going to come out the Eastern Conference, and I've thought that for a while, just based really on Tyrese Haliburton and Rick Carlisle. I think Rick Carlisle doesn't get the credit that he deserves as being a great coach in this league, but he's got the job done before. He of course, this is his stint now in Indiana. He's done great things when he was in Dallas. I really think he's a phenomenal coach, and that he gives that team a slight edge over New York and Coach Tibbs. I did not think the Pacers would take both games at Madison Square Garden. I saw them taking one game. But they're another team. The Knicks are in trouble. And if they don't get things together immediately, it may only be two more games in this series. You mentioned the gentleman who got the trash thrown at him in New York not too long ago. He'll be at game three, thanks to Tyrese Halliburton. Halliburton and his representative reached out to that gentleman, and he'll be at game three to support the Pacers. So I think that's really cool. But I see it right now being a Pacers-Thunders finals. And I saw that before the Western and Eastern Conference Finals began, and those two teams have just been winning and dominating fast. And so I've been extremely impressed in the Pacers, and more so Tyrese Halliburton, who so many people were saying was overrated. I think he's showing why he's a superstar, a rising superstar in the league.
You hesitated. You said superstar first, and then you said rising superstar. The fact that we're bringing this verbiage in versus overrated, which, I mean, it hit in a way that people who followed the sport knew of it. Then it hit nationally, and then he's done everything he can to dispel that by being a part of the last few seconds of the wins of this team. I just find it amazing how that has just happened right in front of us. You know, it's one thing to hit a big shot at the end of the game, of one game, and be that person. But now you are part of the replay package of not only your team, but the Knicks. For the rest of the existence of the NBA, when they talk about the ups and downs of these two teams, that shot from the other night will always be included in it.
Yeah, yeah. It'll always be there.
And the fact that he paid homage to Reggie Miller and threw that choke, you know, the choke.
Now, that was a little bit early. That was a little bit early.
But you know what, Terrell? You go back with this Indiana team, you remember the first in-season tournament that the NBA had, and they made it to the finals of that. And a lot of people were saying, oh, watch out for the Pacers. And they didn't follow through last season the way some people may have thought they would. But in the first, you remember, they ended up playing the Lakers in the finals of the first in-season tournament. And so maybe it's taken them a while for that all to come together and come through. But this is the team that we saw going back to that time that showed the potential to be on the rise. And, you know, maybe they're just delivering right now.
They are. This may be their time. And I think the Olympics also helped a guy like Tyrese Halliburton being able to sit back and learn from those veterans and those superstars in the league, and then being able to bring that and help translate what winning and a winning culture looks like with this team.
Yeah, winning culture, very important.
All right, so listen, you got plans, big plans for the kids this weekend? You're going to be back with us on Monday, so we want a good story.
I actually don't. I'll hear a story. I'll be doing some work this weekend. Carmelo, he has this tournament that I was saying last week in South Carolina, so I'll be keeping my eye out on that. I wasn't able to make it, unfortunately, but my junior reporter, Selah, is out there, so she'll keep me in tune with
what's going on. There you go.
See, now, last time we got a picture of Selah, she was with the woman who's in town right now. So she's her buddy's Paige Beckers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's in town today. She plays at 3 o'clock.
You imagine that? Selah can call up Paige Beckers and go, hey, you want to meet down at the varsity?
No.
You know.
She certainly wanted to go see Paige play today, but her little brother came first. So she'll probably be doing double duty, listening or watching the Dream game and seeing what if the Dream can win, and hoping that Paige still has a good game. And then she'll be watching Melo, hoping he does his thing. So she'll be very occupied as a Dream take on the Fever this afternoon.
Is Selah's contact list growing? That's all we want to know.
Oh, very much so. Yes, indeed. It's certainly growing. I'm gonna start asking her for some numbers.
Is it impressive to you who she's got
it is.
In her phone?
It is. It is, because it's happening so smoothly and it's happening effortlessly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
has been very, very impressive to see. It is.
She's one of those. You don't see her coming. She's doing this very surgically. This is I'm telling you. All right, buddy, listen, we'll be talking to you on Monday. Thank you, as always. Tell the kids we said hello. Their uncles said hello.
Absolutely.
And
stay safe out there.
Yes. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday,
yes,
Terrell.
Yes, indeed. Talk to you guys Monday. Have a great one.
There you go, Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times. As we continue this train, we got lots of stuff to talk about here. It is time to venture into Noelle's world. We've not heard her this morning.
I know.
So I'm looking forward to the greeting.
Can't wait.
What's going on with her. That is up next. Sam and Greg. On this Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 24th day of May. You know whose birthday it is today?
Whose birthday?
A guy who's got a very, very, very interesting life, who's had one. Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
When you think about the interesting life, it ain't just the Cheech and Chong movies. You got to remember, this dude was part of he's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers was the name of the band.
Okay.
That band, Bobby Taylor, discovered the Jackson 5.
Okay.
So you could say Tommy Chong was responsible for us.
I don't know if we go
Michael Jackson
far.
Is. And then the other thing is, he did a little time, right? You know who his roommate was in jail? Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, man.
He shared a cell, and he claims that he's the one who told Jordan that he should tell his stories, which is what led to the book that led to the movie. Tommy Chong is responsible for that. He's responsible for Michael Jackson and that movie and some other stuff I can make up.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is, but it's not. We'll get into that another time. We got movie stuff coming up, a casting call. It's a fresh one, but it is time to hear those
melodious tones.
Yes.
Good morning.
All right, now.
There we go. The show has finally started.
Yeah.
How are we doing, fellas? Doing. We have talked a lot of NBA basketball and what's going on up there with Indiana with the choke? Ooh, that was wild. Well, now I'm with Greg. That's a little early.
Yeah, he did it too early. He knew he messed it up.
It's a little early, but, you know, I did see somebody put out there that they thought Halliburton would pull it out the first chance he got. And sure enough. But, I mean,
premature celebration.
Premature, but moment overall, it was a pretty good moment to pull it out the bag if you're going to use it.
Well, the other thing is he thought it was a win.
Yeah, he thought. Yeah, he thought
see,
it was.
So it was all messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
it was
like, I said the same thing. I was like, if y'all don't come out of OT, this is going to look real crazy.
This is like a bad take. Get the cameras back. Everybody back in position. Let's reshoot this.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what looked and felt like a playoff game.
Oh, absolutely.
Thursday night, Indiana versus Atlanta at State Farm Arena. It was packed. It was loud. It was charged. It was back and forth all night long. And even though the Dream didn't come up with the win, saw a lot of good things.
I want to ask you. You know what I want to ask
come
you?
Come on.
Did you lean in when you saw the back and forth between her and Ryan?
You know, it's interesting. It was one of those moments where I was talking to a fellow reporter, and then all of a sudden we heard a noise, and we went, what just happened?
So you didn't see it.
What just happened?
Okay.
So we had to go and find a replay and see what happened there with the scrummage or whatever. But Ryan was unusually energetic as far as, you know, talking back to the other bench and all those things on Thursday night. So that was good to see. Ryan put up a nice, smooth 24 points. Nice smooth defense on not just Caitlin Clark, who only put up 11 points, and really it was stuck at 8 for a while, and I think she had a shot towards the end of the game that took her into double digits, but didn't hit a 3 for the first time in her career.
Yeah, she didn't have a great game, but you know her other teammates had to pull it through.
Natasha Howard came through, balled out, and BG got a little bit of foul trouble. It seemed like we had some moving screens a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe people were moving faster.
There was a lot of fouls because Caitlin had some foul issues as well. Maybe it was the size of the crowd. Maybe it was the big crowd. It seemed like the Dream was a little tight early. Missed some gimmies. Shots early. They should have been up by 12, 15 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was a little tight down the stretch because you were, to your point, they was missing some bunnies and some wide open shots, and BG got in foul trouble early, so that kind of cut down some of the, you know, the cleanup putback bunnies that BG gives or some of the shots that she gets just taking advantage of size differences or whatever. So there'll be some things that they'll clean up, but it's just adjustments that both teams made from seeing each other earlier in the week.
I would like you to, not consciously, but just kind of keep a running, and this will go long past when you and I and Sam are working together, but the time, if you watch the WNBA before Caitlin,
mm-hmm.
and then after Caitlin,
mm-hmm.
or Caitlin and Angel.
Yeah.
All right. Because I believe it's going to change. And this is my theory behind it. One is,
what's
going to
change?
Just the overall play. You talk about the physicality of these ladies in this game,
mm-hmm.
but just overall, they're banging into each other. And listen, this would be a great time for Diana Taurasi to be back in the league, but she's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But the physicality that used to try to come every once in a while is on front right now. It is being displayed in a way that the times that I've watched, I've not seen it like that, and I think that's a byproduct of more eyeballs are on them. They're noticing, too, that there are more people talking about it and watching this sport this year and then next year after the contract happens. And will there be a different type of play from the ladies? That's what I'm getting at.
Well, Greg, it's not different, actually. If you
no,
if
it's
you
a question, so I don't know.
No, I'm telling you. I'm answering your question. So we're just bantering. We're just talking.
I know.
So if you go back and look at the W for, let's say, 3 years up until the Caitlin Angel boom or whatever, one of the things that WNBA fans loved about this league before the boom was how physical it was and how aggressive the women's are. They call it their crash-out league, if you will, because usually something will happen, a hard play, a hard foul, and there's a lot of chirping and getting up in people's faces and yada, yada, yada. And the W had a lot of that energy before the cameras. Now the cameras are on and
that's
the lights
what I'm
are
saying. Right. And you haven't said that to me before, so I didn't know that to be the case.
Yeah,
so this is
we're
great.
Seeing it. Well, and that was one of the things I saw last year was, like, in my opinion, this call to kind of daintify the game, because people were just starting
say that again?
Yeah.
daintify the game because people were just starting to see these hard fouls and how aggressive these women actually
play.
That's
what I'm saying.
And so when they actually saw it for themselves, you know, first time tuning in and seeing what it was, there was a call to kind of daintify the game. They felt like, oh, they're too aggressive and they're, you know, slapping each other in the face and people's eyes are getting poked and this, that, and the third. But none of it was new. None of it's new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the nails and getting poked in the face and trying to navigate all of that and the incidental contact and hard fouls. None of that's new. We see it in the male league, but we also see it here on the women's side. But to your point, it's not getting any lighter.
Yeah.
These rookies are coming in and they're taking lumps, but they're also giving some lumps too. They're making these vets work a little bit.
Well, I think you talk about this is the second time these teams have met in the course of the week.
Yep.
And one of the things people noticed, the way the Dream beat Indiana, up at Indiana this week, was being more physical with them.
Yeah.
So you kind of were waiting to see if this game would be, you know, would mimic that. And you saw that's why you saw a lot of the foul trouble.
Yeah.
Because
it was very physical.
But that says a little bit about this team and kind of what I want to talk about. I hope that another basketball team in town watches what happens with the Dream. I always pull for all of our Atlanta teams, but I'm especially pulling for this Atlanta Dream because of the roster. They've injected some players in the prime of their careers.
Yeah.
You may say Brittany Griner may be a little bit on the other side of hers, but you're talking about Brown and Jones.
Yeah,
and you're talking about people who are in their prime, who chose to come to Atlanta. And if this team plays well, and there was the big crowd the other night, but the crowd wasn't nearly all Caitlin like it was last year.
No, it was 50-50, and you couldn't see it. Because, as I said, you know, in Atlanta, we get freshed in our finest linens to go out to experience things. So
right. You
saw way more like 22 T-shirts. But once things started actually happening on the floor, you could hear how 50-50 it was.
Yeah.
Like when Caitlin flopped, because she did, when she flopped on the Ryan Howard foul and it was replayed on the Jumbotron, you heard a loud booing. The booing was palpable. The energy was loud. And then she gets to the line, there's more booing, she makes the free throw, and then everybody cheers. And the cheering is loud.
Yeah.
And then she gets the ball again to shoot the next shot, and it's booing again, and it's loud. So it sounded very 50-50. I was like, oh, wow, this is...
The difference in getting those type players to commit
to
playing... And a super rookie who's coming in and has taken over the point.
Man, when they announced her name in the lineup, the place exploded. I was like, oh, that's Caitlin Clark loud. Like, the place exploded. And, like, I know she has a fan base, and I know how South Carolina gets down.
Yep.
But it still shocked me how loud it was. And then it was super loud for BG. And then it was super loud for Brianna. And then it was super loud for Alicia. And then, of course, it was super loud for Ryan Howard. So the energy was in there, but not just on the Fever side. And that was great to see. Atlanta, great job. Y'all came out, and y'all showed out. And shout out to Ari Lennox. She put on a great show at halftime.
But it's because there's a level of expectation.
Yes, indeed.
Because of the players that you've assembled here. Can our NBA team, see, you know, if you attract that type player to come and be a part of what's happening here, just the difference in the fan base and the way they reaction and the way they come anticipating something.
Yeah.
People came and expect – something is expected from this Atlanta team because of the players who made the commitment to come here and play.
Who's a flat-out rivalry? What's the rivalry, Dream?
We don't have one yet.
I'm saying.
I feel like this is kind of brewing to be something.
That's why the physicality needs to be a part of it even more. You snatch
right.
it. Do some. I've always said this. You do some crazy stuff, that's where the rivalry builds.
But everybody's going to be a rival for Indiana.
And true, but we were sitting up there like, man, this really feels like a potential playoff matchup, the way that they played each other back and forth the past two games, having them kind of back-to-back that way. It really felt like a playoff matchup. And then you get Ryan Howard doing way more chirping than we've ever seen. You had Caitlin Clark doing some chirping. Some I'm not afraid of you.
Right.
There was a lot of energy there where it could become that. It's not that yet. To Sam's point, we could start something with the Dallas Wings. We play tonight. That's one of our
tonight.
Closest.
I'm pulling for them to get this team up in Nashville. I really do.
That,
I think we need a regional rival.
That could be a shot.
Very much. But I do like the one thing we do see with the teams now is the walk up. Just like we see with the men, that you see what people are wearing and whatnot.
Yeah.
Caitlin showed up in an outfit that was strictly State Farm. She was coming to State Farm Arena. You know she's been endorsed by them ever since she was in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she went to the draft that night, Jake from State Farm showed up at the draft. And she shows up in this State Farm looking outfit.
And khaki situation.
Right. With an Inspector Gadget looking.
Inspector Gadget.
You know what I mean? But, she was dressed up for State Farm coming in, right?
Yeah, she was. It's nice. And a lot of other teams are starting to figure it out, too. Like, the Dallas Wings are really pushing Dejanay Carrington and her sellability, and I'm sure we will see whatever she pulls up in State Farm Arena when she gets off the bus today. Actually, she should probably be getting off the bus by the time we get off the air.
Yep.
But a lot of great things, but I do want to say this. Ryan Howard made a point to say that it took a lot of years and a lot of work to kind of talk Atlanta up to BG and kind of get her looking at this place. And there's some things that happened in Phoenix, too, that kind of let the chips fall where they may, but Trae Young may be on the same mission, is what I'm trying to say. He may be on the same slow grind recruitment mission that Ryan Howard and Alicia Gray were on.
Okay. All right. This is Noelle's World. What else you got? I know there's other stuff going on in your mind there.
I mean, well, okay, I'm going to say this for my NFL sneaker people. The Raheem Morris 11 Lows have restocked. They are on the shelves. Go get fall ready. The Raheem Morris 11 Lows are available.
All right, now, look at that. See?
Mm-hmm.
You know she's going to come with some of that.
Show your ankles like Coach.
Show your ankles like Coach.
Oh, well, she like my hat.
There you go. Cool.
What was I going to say? You mentioned something earlier. And I didn't go to this school. I just know that it's in Evanston, Illinois, which is a suburb north of Chicago.
Okay.
And a lot smarter people that I know and you know went to this school. But something happened with Northwestern this week.
Northwestern.
And I have to take a second and acknowledge it.
Purple haze.
Yeah. The Northwestern women's golf team won the national championship.
Man.
Nice.
And who did they beat? They beat Stanford in front of Condoleezza Rice.
Right there
in front of her. So congratulations to the ladies of Northwestern. Yeah, yeah.
Now that's how you win.
Right there in front of her. So I ain't never known nothing about the golf. But
look, to round up this women's sports segment.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I was saying Greg rounded up.
I thought you had something audio you were going to.
I thought you were going to bring out the GPA.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought you were going to bring out the GPAs from them two schools because I mean, you got to have a little something to get in either one of them joints, right?
That's right.
They would have shown me the boiler room to get in one. You want to go to this school? You need to go down the hall and around the court.
I can see you going there.
No, you couldn't.
Well, all right. I'm giving you trying to give you some.
Northwestern or Stanford, neither one of them joints, man.
Have we got anybody to reach out to help me with these Lionel trains yet? Yeah, I get this is all left over. I just kind of inherited stuff.
Right.
They're Lionel trains, and I don't know what to do with them, but I do know that there's people out there who are train enthusiasts, and Lionels are like something that they covet.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And especially the ones I'm sitting on if there because they're like from the 60s.
If you go to a meeting of people who collect them or something, it's amazing what people have.
Got the Santa Fe, the engine, and
yeah.
I don't know what to do with them, but I know there's people out there who can put them in better use than me. And so that's where we're at. Hey, shout out to, and I know we'll spend more time talking about him, but he's a friend of yours, Stan Verrett.
Oh, absolutely.
His last show at ESPN.
In L.A. And he says he's going to stay out west. So
really?
So he's cool, yeah. Known him for a long time. When I was hosting Black College Sports Today, he was the guy who covered the Tidewater area, which was Norfolk State and Hampton. And he would all anything that happened with those, we would get them for the show. It was up at ESPN before he went to work for ESPN. So he's done a tremendous job. We try to get him on. The only thing and problem with having him on, he's a Saints guy. So I just warn you.
We shouldn't have told him. We could have had him on and we not known that.
We try to get Stan Verrett on, but he's a Saints guy.
Okay, all right. We'll negotiate that one. Yeah. All right, listen, will you tell everybody about our guest up next?
Coming up next, folks, and, you know, we're going to have Mrs. Rose Matumbo. She's going to join us here at the top of the hour, talk about an opportunity for you and everyone to come out and honor, reflect, and remember the Kimbi Matumbo. It's a very special event. She's going to tell us about it, how you can be a part of it. That is coming up next when you join us. It is Sam and Greg and Noel in this Memorial Day holiday weekend. Hope you're having a safe one wherever you may be here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.